Proclamation number 4801, dated the December 24, 1949. Blissful condition of mature souls in a state of imperfection in the beyond. Blissful conditions have been prepared for you in my Father's house. There you will find everything that gives you joy when your soul has become free from all earthly desires and ready for the spiritual kingdom. But you can only understand these blissful conditions, the joys for your pure, spiritualized soul, when you already strive for spiritual values on earth, when the earth and its possessions cannot attract you anymore. They are spiritual pleasures which give the soul unspeakable delight. They are pleasures which touch the feelings of the soul like earthly pleasures touch the body, bringing the soul great happiness because it no longer has any earthly desires. Like on earth, the soul will also experience beauty in the beyond and, like on earth, it will also experience feelings of happiness but far more profoundly. It will consistently long to increase its spiritual riches and this longing will indeed be granted. It can see and hear indescribable creations and will continually draw wisdom and strength from it. It will move in the most delightful surroundings for which there is no earthly comparison because earthly creations are poor and barren in contrast, and therefore the human being lacks the imagination for the wonders of divine love which the Father allows his children to see. And since every being is in contact with like-minded souls, the bliss will increase considerably and the light will become steadily brighter. On the other hand, the state of the imperfect beings in the beyond can be described because it does not differ much from that on earth, so that the souls still believe that they are living on earth, and this for a long time. Just as people on earth live for material things and cannot understand how spiritually aspiring human beings can withdraw from the world and still be happy, they also live in the spiritual world with the same desire for material things which will be granted to them, but in a way that the achievement of their wishes cannot make them happy until, after a long time, they have become aware of the worthlessness of material things and begin to detach themselves from them. But the spiritual kingdom of light with its inhabitants will be closed to these beings. It is another world of which they will have no understanding as yet, nor could they exist there because the abundance of light would consume them. But disguised beings of light are always amongst them, who try to teach them and attempt to direct their will to liberate themselves from earthly lusts and to help them strive for something higher so that they also can enter, often after a long time, the kingdom of light. Souls with the same degree of imperfection can enter the beyond yet will need different lengths of time to mature fully. It all depends on their heart's ability to love, which sometimes will change faster in the spiritual kingdom than on earth, but they can also take a very long time to overcome their errors and bad habits. However, these immature souls are always faced with known concepts, while in the kingdom of light the soul will meet completely unfamiliar conditions where seeing and hearing result in blissful happiness and the wonders never end. Hearing is the promise of Jesus fulfilled, eye has not seen and ear has not heard what he has prepared for those that love him. Amen.